那题目哈，英文字哈，那个第二个字哈打错哈，是 MERE 哈。
So there's a typo on the English title. It should be a mere moment and little wrath.
有时候我们看到那个小小孩在哭得很伤心。
Sometimes when you see a little child crying bitterly.
我们很关心的说，你为什么哭？
We will be very concerned and wonder why they're crying.
他会哭得更伤心。
And when you just when you reach out to them, they will cry even louder.
他们说，妈妈说她不爱我了。
They will say, my mom says she doesn't love me anymore.
那妈妈为什么不爱你了？
You may ask, well, why doesn't your mom love you anymore?
因为我不乖，我没有我的行为不对。
Because I wasn't listening, I didn't pay attention. I did something wrong.
这个妈妈说我不要你了，我不爱你了，常常对小孩子来讲就是一个让他很伤心的处罚。
Sometimes the worst punishment a mother could give a child is to tell them that I don't love you anymore, I don't want you anymore.
其实妈妈很快的又会把她抱在怀里，亲她，说妈妈爱你。
But you could expect that just in a few moments, a mother will embrace the child again, kiss them, and tell them that they love them.
人是尘土所造的，所以很脆弱。
We as humans are made of dust, therefore we are all very fragile.
那但是我们又常常不会爱惜自己。
But yet, sometimes we fail to take good care of ourselves.
所以我们常常就处在那种被压伤的状况里头。
So, we come under the condition of being oppressed and being bruised.
那这当然是一种的痛苦。
Obviously, it brings us some pain.
当我们在受苦的时候，我们一定会想我为什么受苦。
So whenever we're suffering, we will think about why we're suffering.
有时候我们就发现说是我们把自己放在这个受苦的状况里头。
And we'll realize that we did it to ourselves. We put ourselves in that situation of suffering.
那另外一个我们会想到的就是我们有了过错，我们得罪神了。
And in a time like that, we might be reminded of the faults that we've committed and how we have sinned against God.
有时候甚至我们会自己这样告诉自己，或者跟别人讲，神在处罚我。
In fact, we might tell ourselves and tell others that God is punishing me.
事实也是这样因为我们人实在是很顽硬，很不完全。
Yes, indeed, we as humans are imperfect and sometimes very stubborn.
那也从我们在受苦当中，让我们更去看到神的伟大跟神的爱。
And often it is in times of our suffering when we realize how great our God is.
那个受苦只不过是片时。
And the suffering will be momentary.
那这个神对我们的生气也只是小小的生气。
And the wrath God has toward us is also but a little.
我们请看以赛亚书54章。
Let's turn our Bible to Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书54章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 7. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 7. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I have gathered you.
这以色列人曾经他们好像遭遇了神弃绝他们。
The Israelites seem to have experienced a time when God had completely forsaken them.
因为神允许亚述帝国、巴比伦帝国来侵略他们。
Because God had allowed the Assyrians and the Babylonians to come and attack them.
甚至神让这两个帝国把他们这个毁灭。
In fact, God allowed these two foreign kingdoms to completely destroy the Israelites.
让他们不再拥有自己的国家。
So they no longer have their own kingdom.
让他们被掳掠到外邦去。
They were taken captive into a foreign land.
但是神说七十年之后要让你们回到故乡。
But God said to them, I will return you to your home 70 years later.
七十年对人来讲也是一个很长的时间。
70 years to anyone could be a very long time.
因为 有些人、啊、一辈子甚至还活不到七十年。
Because many people cannot even live for 70 years in their entire lifetime.
但是在整个历史来看，七十年只是小小的一部分。
But in the grand scheme of human history, 70 years is really, really short.
啊，虽然你们被抓被分散了。
Even though you may be taken captive, you will get scattered.
啊，神说我要将你们再聚在一起。
God said here, I will gather you again.
哦，所以神说我离弃你们只不过是片时。
He said, only for a mere moment I have forsaken you.
啊，第八节。
And verse 8, with a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. 啊，
这神说他对这些悖逆的百姓发怒，只是小小的怒气。
Here, God says that His wrath toward the rebellious people is only but for a mere moment.
哦，但是对人来讲，那已经是一个很大、很严重的处罚。
But to a human, the punishment feels something very severe.
因为他们很多人死在刀下。
Because many people, as a consequence, died under swords.
他们很多人，他们所有的财物被抢。
Their possessions were taken away.
啊，他们啊没有死的啊被抓到外邦去。
Those whose lives were spared were taken captive to a foreign country.
如果说这是神小小的发怒
，If this were the consequences God's little wrath,
那么神如果大大的发怒，那这更是难以想象。
Imagine what would happen if God was extremely angry at them.
啊，所以我们就照神所说的话，他只是小小的发怒。
So let's believe God's word here and assume that this is really only a little wrath.
啊，但是神说要用永远的慈爱来连续你。
But God followed up by saying that He will treat them with everlasting kindness.
哦，啊，神是救赎主，他一定会救他的百姓。
God is a redeemer; He will save and redeem His people.
啊，第九节。
Let's read verse 9. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 9. For this is like the water of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that the water of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so I have sworn that I would not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. 啊，
那什么是神大的愤怒？
What is God's great anger?
就像挪亚的洪水。
Just like the waters of Noah.
哦，那就是前面的毁灭。
That is a complete destruction.
啊，但是神在这里所要强调的是他跟挪亚所立的约。
But yet, what God wanted to emphasize here in this verse is the promise that He has sworn to Noah.
啊，现在这些以色列人他们所面对的是神小小的愤怒。
What the Israelites are facing now is a little wrath of God.
啊，神应许他们将来连这个小小的愤怒都要取消掉。
God says, "In the future, I will even take away this little wrath."
啊，第十节。
Let's read verse 10. Verse 10. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you.
哦，神再一次的讲，他对我们的爱是永远不会改变的。
Once again, God emphasizes that His love toward us is never changing.
哦，这是神何等伟大，何等奇妙的爱。
This is such amazing love and great love that we receive from God.
啊，在我们的人生里头，我们一定会有遇到受苦的时候、试炼的时候。
Yes, in our lifetime, we will come across moments of suffering and pain.
以赛亚书被称为是旧约的福音书。
The book of Isaiah is known as the gospel book of the Old Testament.
啊，那个所谓的福音就是美好的消息。
The gospel means good news.
人在受苦试炼当中最需要的就是美好的消息。
When a person is suffering and undergoing pain, what they needed the most is some good news.
哦，那这几个经节就是在受苦当中的人的一个好的消息，好的应许。
These few verses we just read can be considered great news for people who are currently going through suffering.
啊，当时这些以色列人他们面对着很凶残的强大的敌人。
At this time, the Israelites faced very fierce enemies.
啊，他们总是处在一个非常凶恶的环境里头。
They were situated in a very adverse environment.
人的信仰常常会受环境的影响。
Yes, indeed, our faith will be influenced and impacted by our environment.
啊，在一个很危险的环境里头， 很多时候人的灵性也会很低落、啊、很苦闷。
Often our spirituality will be depressed and hit an all-time low when we are in a dangerous environment.
啊，但是这段经节却带给我们很大的安慰。
But this passage gives us great encouragement.
啊，无论我们的遭遇对我们来讲是怎么的痛苦。
No matter how painful or adverse our situations may be.
啊，我们所面临的不是那一个最后。最大永远的审判。
What we face is not the final ultimate judgment.
哦，因为我们所现在所遇到的只是神小小的愤怒。
What we're facing now is merely God's little wrath.
哦，我们不是在那个神最大的愤怒里头。
We do not live under His extreme anger.
哦，所以这个五十四章的第七节到第十节，值得我们啊再仔细的来把它看一看。
I believe that this passage in Isaiah chapter 54, verses 7 through 10 is worthy of our meditation.
比起将来永远的刑罚，现在我们所遇到的只是小小的怒气。
What we encounter today is only a small wrath compared to the ultimate final judgment.
只是我们真的是很脆弱。
However, we are very fragile indeed.
我们很容易就变得很悲观，很负面。
It is very easy for us to become pessimistic and think negatively.
哦，那所以我想我们需要稍微调整一下我们对所发生的事、我们的遭遇的这种看法。
So I encourage us all to adjust our attitude when we encounter these situations.
哦，我很喜欢题目的这两句话啊、哦，不过片时是小的这个怒气。
I like the two phrases I quoted as the topic.A mere moment and little wrath.
这样子我们就不会因为眼前的遭遇、啊、让我们过分的来、啊、失望甚至绝望。
So if we can remember these two phrases, hopefully it will help us not to become too depressed or too disappointed in times of adverse events.、
哦、因为我们人 很容易让自己掉落入这种绝望的境况里头。
Because often we fall into, we can easily fall into a state of hopelessness.
哦，就像以赛亚先知他看异象的时候，他说我会死掉。
For example, when Isaiah saw a vision, he thought he would die.
啊，因为他发现自己的不完全。
Because he recognized his own imperfection.
啊，他发现他是嘴唇不干净的人。
He reckoned that he was a man of unclean lips.
啊，当耶稣的门徒在船上遇到了风浪。
When the disciples of Jesus encounter a storm while they're in the boat.
哦，他们呼喊着说：“主啊，我们都快要死掉了，你不救我们吗？”
They cry out to the Lord and say, "Lord, we're about to die. Do you not care?"
啊，是的，我们真的是很啊，真的是很脆弱，很容易落入绝望里头。
Indeed, as human, we often fall into the state of hopelessness very quickly.
我们再请看以赛亚书五十四章的第五节。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. Isaiah 54, verse 5. For your master is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth.
在这里神说我是你的丈夫。
Here God says, I am your husband.
在旧约的背景里头这个我是你的丈夫，这个是让人会很感动的。
In the context of the Old Testament, this very statement that I am your husband is actually a very touching and moving phrase.
尤其当这些以色列人他们是处在这种危险的当中。
If you think about it, the Israelites were situated in a rather dangerous situation.
在危险当中，人需要的是保护。
And during a time of danger, what people needed the most is protection.
在危险的当中，人需要的是有依靠。
What they need the most is a reliance.
在那个时代里头，对一个女人来讲，丈夫 就是她的保护，就是她的依靠。
To a woman of that time, a husband is her protection, it is her reliance.
我们不要用现代的女人来看，以为说以前的女人跟现代的女人是一样。
Don't think that a woman back in the Old Testament time, have the same rights or have the same capability as today's modern woman.
哦，现代的女人，你就有办法自己在这个社会上来生存。
As a modern woman, you may be able to live independently in the society today.
就外在上人看得到的层面，你是可以存活的。
From all the external factors, you have a way to make a living on your own.
甚至很多的时候，女人还会比许多的男人还要出色，表现得还要好。
In fact, nowadays, many women actually are more capable than men.
但是在旧约那个时代，在以色列的社会里头就不是这样。
But in the Old Testament time, in biblical time, that was not the case.
这就是为什么那个路德对波阿斯说，求你用你的衣襟来遮盖我。
This is why Ruth said to Boaz, please cover me with your garment.
当然这个是拿俄米教她的。
Of course, she said these words because Naomi had instructed her to say so.
拿俄米是犹太人，她最清楚知道犹太的女人是有这个需要。
Naomi was a Jew, and she understand Jewish women need to be protected by their men.
犹太社会里头的每一个女人，她需要有丈夫来做她的依靠，来保护她。
In the Jewish culture, every woman needs a husband to protect and to guard them.
当时的以色列人，他们就是需要依靠，需要保护。
What the Israelites needed the most during this time is they needed protection and they needed help.
神用他们这么了解 的这一句话说，我是你的丈夫。
And in their culture, God said very fittingly, I am your husband.
这对我们来讲应该也是，我们去体会一下，对我们来讲也是这么好的话，神说我是你的丈夫。
Try to put yourselves in their shoes and think about how God said to us, I am your husband.
这个就是神对以色列人的应许。
This is God's promise to the Israelites.
这也是神今天对我们的应许。
This too is God's promise to you and I.
看起来你好像没有依靠。
Even though you may seem like you don't have anyone to turn to.
眼前看起来你没有保护。
It seems like no one's there to protect you.
但是神说我是你的丈夫。
But God says to you, I am your husband.
神说这只是一个短暂片刻的时间。
God says, whatever you're going through now is only a mere moment.
当我们在受苦的时候，
whenever we're suffering,
我们说过一天比过一年还要难。
We might say a day is going through a day is actually feels longer than a whole year.
真的，人真的是很有限，很渺小，很脆弱。
Indeed, as human, we're so limited and so weak and fragile.
我们会说神啊，我在受苦，你怎么可以用这样的话说只是片刻？
You may protest to God and say that I'm suffering so much. How can you say that this is a mere moment? It feels so long.
真的，以神来看，我们也应该这样来看，这只是片刻。
In God's eyes, and we should take God's perspective that no matter what, this is only a mere moment.
因为我们是要跟神永远的爱来做比较。
Because we have to compare our current suffering with God's everlasting kindness.
真的，有时候当我们回头一看，
sometimes in retrospect,
甚至在神的恩典里头，我们都几乎要把我们的那过去的苦楚都给忘了。
When we live in God's grace, we could easily forget about all the pains and sorrows we've experienced in the past.
当我们又往前面看将来的那一个荣耀。
And all the more when we look forward to the glory that we shall receive in the future.
我们真的应该像保罗那样子，这个只是自战自清的苦楚。
Yes, we would be like Paul and say that the suffering is momentary and it's light.
是的，很多时候我们真的是神在处罚我们。
Yes, sometimes we do come under God's punishment.
因为我们真的是常常是很顽固、很顽硬的 啊，这个很悖逆的。
Because we have been rebellious and stubborn toward God.
我们常常是知道自己正在做不对的事情。
Even though we realize that we're doing something wrong.
啊，很多时候我们知道我们正走在不对的道路上。
We know that we're walking on the wrong path.
啊，但是因为我们很多的软弱。
But because we are weak.
我们还是做，还是走。
We continue down this wrong path.
啊，所以神就用他小小的愤怒来对待我们。
So with his little wrath, God will begin to warn us.
在他小小的愤怒里头，我们才会去深深的来痛悔。
And in his little wrath, we will begin to turn back and repent.
但是在这个过程里头，要让我们更加的去体会到神的爱。
In this process of turning back, we will learn about more about God.
神就是这么的好，他总是要让他的爱充满我们。
This is how wonderful our God is. He is trying to teach us from his, with his love.
就是在处罚我们的时候，也要让爱来充满我们。
Even while he is punishing us, he is also trying to shower us with his love.
请看诗篇三十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 30.
诗篇三十篇。第五节
Psalm number 30 verse 5 Psalm number 30 verse 5 For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
这是大卫的诗，这是大卫的体验。
This was the Psalm of David. This was written based on his personal experience.
大卫是神所合神心意的人，但是他也不是一个完全的人。
David was a man after God's own heart, yet he was not perfect.
所以他也曾经犯罪得罪神。
He too had once sinned against God.
他也曾经遭受了神小小的愤怒。
He had also experienced God's little wrath.
但是从人来看，大卫那一段时间是很惨的。
From human eyes, David's experience of God's punishment was rather severe.
但是大卫经过了之后。
However, after David has gone through that trial and experience,
大卫说他的怒气 不过是转眼之间。
David said, God's anger is but for a moment.
因为大卫实在是看到了神的爱，神的恩典
because,
是一生的。
Because God sees that God, David sees that God's favor and his great love is for a lifetime.
所以纵然我们现在或许也处在这个困难的当中。
Perhaps today you are also situated in such suffering.
让我们还是能够很勇敢的继续完全的来顺服神。
But let us be courageous and continue to obey God.
我们不要不怀疑的继续跟随着他。
Let us not be doubtful, but continue to persist in following him.
我们不用为所遭遇的来觉得害怕。
There's no need for us to be afraid of our situation.
以赛亚书五十四章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 54.
第七节说神离弃他们片时，然后呢，就会施大恩将他们聚集在一起。
Verse 7 says, For a moment, for a mere moment, God will forsake them, but with great mercy, God will gather them.
在古代的战争里头，就是要消灭对方。
One of the ultimate objectives of an olden time battle is to completely destroy the enemy.
把他们的财物全部抢走。
To plunder all their possessions.
然后把存活下来的人，把他们分散在别的地方。
And to scatter all those who are still alive.
经过长久的时间，这个民族就会从历史上来消失。
And after a long period of time, this people will be completely erased from history.
这是古代的战争，古代在消灭一个民族的方法。
And this is how, in the olden times, you demolish an entire race or people.
这以色列人曾经被这样对待过。
the Israelites had undergone such experience.
啊，他们完全的被打败。
They were completely defeated.
他们所有的完全被抢夺。
They were utterly destroyed.
他们的人被分散到各地去。
Their people were scattered all around the world.
啊，但是这里神说要将他们再收回，再聚集起来。
Here in verse 7, God says, I will gather you again.
这是一个从人来看是不可能的事情。
From human eyes, from human's perspective, this is an impossible task.
但是因为神的爱，神就是让我们在历史上看到的一个这个伟大的不可能。
But because of God's great love, we have witnessed what God, how God has done what is impossible.
所以一直到今天，还有一个以色列国，这个也是历史上的一个一个奇迹。
It is a rather miraculous thing that there is a country called the Israel today.
因为神所要做的事情是大有功效的。
Because whatever God wills to do, He will accomplish.
在第八节说神的怒气是小的怒气。
In verse 8, we're reminded that God's wrath is a little wrath.
在这里提到说神向他们掩面。
Here says that God hid his face from the people.
这个不等于说是神不要管他们了。
This does not mean that God has completely disregarded them.
其实神不用他愤怒的眼睛、愤怒的脸孔来看他们。
But rather, God is hiding his angry face from the people.
有时候有人生了重病。
Sometimes when a person is severely ill or sick,
有时候有的人他会拒绝所有的人来看他。
They will refuse all visitors for a while.
因为他不愿意让人看到他这么不好的一面。
Because they want to hide their face of distress from people.
一方面他爱自己的面子，一方面他爱他周遭的人。
On the one hand, they're trying to preserve their face. On the other hand, they don't want others to feel sad because they see them.
神把他的脸遮起来。
Here we see that God also hid his face.
他不愿意让人来看到他那种对人发怒、愤怒的脸孔。
He does not wish for people to see his face, his complexion of anger and wrath.
有时候父母亲看到孩子在受苦，有时候也会故意的把脸转开，他不愿意看到孩子在那孩子的受苦。
Sometimes you'll see that the parents will actually turn their face away when they see their children suffering.
但是那个又是孩子必须要受的苦。
Because the suffering is something necessary for the child.
他把脸转开是因为他不忍。
They turn their face because they couldn't bear to see the child suffer.
这些以色列人他们必须要经历这样子的刑罚。
These Israelites must go through such punishment.
神也是非常的不忍。
God also feels sad about that.
神把脸遮起来。
That's why he hid his face.
但是神已经预备了最好的结果来等他们。
But yet God has already prepared a better result, better consequence for them.
今天当我们在受苦的时候，
Today while we're suffering,
我们说神啊，你没有看到吗？
We may cry, God, don't you see me suffer?
神看到了。
God has seen us.
神把脸暂时遮起来。
But temporarily he hid his face.
他实在是很不忍。
He covers his face because he couldn't bear to watch us.
但是他不愿意我们将来是面临的他大的愤怒。
Yet, he does not wish for us to ultimately face the great punishments.
所以希伯来书的作者也是这样告诉我们。
The author of the book of Hebrews tells us the same thing.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10. For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partaker of his holiness.
十一节。
Verse 11. Now no chastening seemed to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
我们需要有神的圣洁。
We must attain God's holiness.
我们需要在生活当中有这种平安喜乐的果子。
In our everyday life, we need to bear fruit of peace and joy.
因为我们需要有这样的结果，所以神让我们受苦。
And because this is what we need, that's why God allows this suffering to come upon us.
因为神要我们有这美好的结果，所以他对我们小小的愤怒。
Because he wants us to have a beautiful ending, that's why he allows such a little wrath on us now.
我是希望我们都没有再受苦。
Obviously, I hope that none of us will be undergoing any suffering right now.
但是万一有一天我们再受苦。
But if one day you find yourself in a toil situation,
或许会
perhaps you may encounter.
所以我必须要讲这一篇道理。
That's why I must prepare this message to prepare you.
那一种暂时小小的神的愤怒，并不会去折损他那永远的爱。
Please remember, God's little wrath is a mere moment, and it will not discount his ultimate love for you.
在受苦当中，人变得特别的敏感。
When you're suffering, you become more sensitive.
那人在敏感的时候，特别会做比较。
And when you're, excuse me, feeling sensitive, you naturally will compare yourself against another.
我们会觉得说，我们得到的是比较少的爱。
You may think that you receive less love from God compared to others.
其实没有任何一个人，任何神的儿女所得到神的爱是比较少的。
But I'll tell you, God is fair. No one of his children would receive less than another.
所以有人说，这五根手指头看起来是不一样长。
Some people say, if you look at the five fingers on your hand, they all have different length.
但是针刺到任何一个手指头都会痛。
But if a needle were to prick any one of the fingers, they will hurt all the same nonetheless.
神对我们的感觉都是一样的。
God has the same love toward each and every one of us.
所以不要去怀疑神的爱。
So there's never doubt the love of God.
我们有时候会有点埋怨神，是因为我们觉得我们被爱的比较少。
Sometimes we might feel that God has been unfair, and we will complain against God.
如果说既然我们已经晓得神给每一个人的爱都没有少
，But if we come to the acceptance that God loves everyone the same,
那么我们就要告诉自己，我们没有埋怨的理由。
Then we can tell ourselves there's no reason for us to complain.
在生活当中，如果能够没有埋怨，这个生活会是很健康的。
If you live a life without any complaint, then you have a very healthy life.
真的是会有短暂小小的神的愤怒。
Yes, again, we will go through a momentary suffering.
但是我们并没有得到比较少的爱。
But once again, we do not receive any less love from God because of the momentary wrath.
第五十四章第八节说，神是你的救赎主。
Isaiah chapter 54 verse 8 says that God is your redeemer.
神说我是你的丈夫。
God has said I'm your husband.
这个只能够包括着依靠跟保护。
This only represents protection and reliance.
神说我是你的救赎主，这包括了拯救。
But he further said that I'm your redeemer, which means a savior.
所以这也是多么有恩典。多么美好的一个称呼。
This is such a wonderful a title.
尤其当我们在受苦的时候，我们正需要的就是被救。
Especially when we're suffering, what we need the most is somebody to save us and to deliver us.
有的人需要从事业当中，事业的受苦里头被拯救。
Some people need to be rescued from their career.
有人需要被从婚姻的这种挫折里头被救。
Some people need to be rescued or saved from a broken marriage.
有人需要从家庭的这种不和谐里头被救。
Some people need to be rescued from the unhappiness found in a family.
有人需要从这种生活的习惯性的过患里头被救。
Some need to be rescued from bad habits in their life.
无论是哪一个层面，那在告诉我们，我们正遭遇了神小小的愤怒。
Regardless of which dimension of our life we may be stuck in, here God says that He is our Redeemer.
他让我们受苦，但是其实他要救我们。
He allows us to suffer for a little bit, and ultimately He promised to save us.
所以在受苦当中，要觉得痛心，觉得要悔改。
Therefore, in the time of our suffering, we need to repent.
但是我们不用灰心，也不用沮丧。
But we don't need to be depressed. We don't need to be discouraged.
我们请看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第九节。
James chapter 4 verse 9. James chapter 4 verse 9. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom.
第十节。
Verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up.
是的，我们总是过着平安喜乐的生活。
We all wish to live in peace and joy.
但是在我们有过患的时候，我们会在神小的愤怒里头。
But we will live in God's little wrath when we have done something wrong.
神对我们愤怒，就是要让我们得到真正的美好。
God's wrath toward us is ultimately to help us reach perfection.
所以这里不是说你要喜乐，这里说你要愁苦，你要悲哀。
So this verse does not tell us to be happy and be joyful, but rather it asks us to lament and mourn.
不要还是很无知的在那边喜笑。
We should not be laughing still foolishly.
不要不当作一回事，仍然在那里欢乐。
And we should not still be in joy, in ignorance.
我们真的在神的小小的小的愤怒里头，我们要愁苦，要悲哀，要愁闷。
Here it says that we must lament, mourn, and weep in times of God's little wrath.
但是这不是告诉我们要绝望要放弃自己。
But this is not the end of it. This does not mean we should despair and be depressed.
因为这样子才能够免去我们将来面对神的大的这个怒气。
But we must go through this now in order to avoid God's ultimate judgment and punishment in the future.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，是的，那个神的大的愤怒的日子是会来到的。
The Bible clearly tells us that the day will come when God's great wrath will descend.
现在遭遇小的怒气，才可以让我们免去将来他大的怒气。
Our experience of His little wrath now is to help us avoid His great wrath in the future.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Please refer to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第九节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 9. Romans chapter 5 verse 9.Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him.
这里说让我们免去神的愤怒。
Here it says that we shall be saved from God's great wrath.
这里的愤怒就是指着将来那个大的愤怒。
This wrath is referring to the wrath, great wrath in the future.
所以神是爱我们的。
Yes, God does love us.
既然他拣选我们，他爱我们到底。
Because He has chosen us, He will love us until the very end.
他继续不断的来帮助我们得着赦免。
He continues to help to intercede for us and to help us attain forgiveness.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十四节。
Verse 34. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God.Who also makes intercession for us?
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣要帮助我们来得着赦免。
Here it tells us that Jesus Christ will help us attain forgiveness.
我们的过患由主耶稣来为我们代祷。
Whatever wrongdoing we may have committed, our Lord Jesus is there to intercede.
我们需要力量去做对的事情。
When we need His strength to do the right thing,
主耶稣他为我们祷告，让我们得着力量。
Our Lord Jesus is there to intercede and to pray for us, so we may have strength.
我们生活上的过患，我们需要把它除掉。
We do need to get rid of the wrongs in our life.
主耶稣为我们祷告，来让我们能够除掉生活的过患。
And our Lord Jesus is praying for us so that we could get rid of them.
我们请参考诗篇103篇。
Let's refer to Psalm number 103.
诗篇103篇12节
Psalm number 103 verse 12 Psalm number 103 verse 12 As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
有时候我们跟周遭的人做比较
If we compare ourselves with the people next to us,
我们会觉得很高兴说我们没有受很多的捆绑。
We will be rather joyful to because we realize that we're not under bondage.
比如说有些人一到周末，一到长假日，他一定要到 Las Vegas 去。
For example, some people can't help themselves but to make a trip to Las Vegas on every long weekend.
并不是说那里有比较便宜、比较好吃的 buffet.
Not because the buffet there is necessarily cheaper or more delicious.
而是因为他如果没有去赌一下。赌一下钱，他就很不自在。
Because somehow their heart is does not feel right if they don't gamble a little bit of money.
一到假期就必须要给自己安排一些一些怎样的活动才可以。
Or for some people, they have to make plans for some activities every weekend.
其实在这个最自由的社会里头，人有很多的捆绑。
Actually, in this so-called free society or free country, there a lot of bondage and a lot of limits.
这很多的捆绑其实常常也都跟过患有关系。
And these bondages are often related to people's sins.
我们有时候会觉得跟周遭一比较起来，我们觉得我们好像真的是很特别。
So if we compare ourselves to the people around us in the society, we actually find ourselves in a very special place.
我们发现说不是我不能做，是我可以不用做。
You realize that not that because I can't do these things, but because I choose to not to do them.
所以真的是拥有那一份真正的自由。
You truly have, you would have a true freedom or true liberty.
那我们真的是这么的有能力吗？
But is it because we're so good ourselves?
其实不是的。
Is it because of our own power? Actually, no.
这里说这个神是神啊，让过患离我们离得远远的。
But according to this verse, it is actually God who has removed transgressions far away from us.
在我们追求信仰的过程里头，这些过患会越来越离开我们。
In the process of our pursuit in our faith,these transgressions and sinful things will slowly become further and further away from us.
因为主耶稣是要让我们得自由的。
Because Jesus wants to give us true freedom.
因为真理是要让我们得自由的。
Because the truth is to set us free.
以赛亚书54章的第九节提到说神还特别他跟我们要立约。
In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 9, it says that God will make a covenant with us.
就好像挪亚时代，神用那个虹，天空的那个虹，来跟人做立约的记号。
Just like how he used the rainbow in Noah's time to swear to them.
今天神是用主耶稣的血来跟我们立约。
Today, God also swears to us or make a covenant with us via the blood of our Lord Jesus.
所以这是一个最坚强的约。
This is the most binding covenant.
神这个约就是一种约束。
A covenant is actually a limitation.
神实在他不需要跟我们立约的。
Actually, God is God. He doesn't need to make a covenant with us.
但是神为了爱我们，他把自己限制住。
But because of His love toward us, He limits Himself and to have to fulfill his end of the bargain in this covenant.
因为神所说的就是会照着做。
Because whatever he says, he will do.
但是我们人总是充满着很多的不相信、怀疑。
But as humans, we are often very skeptical.
所以神体贴我们的软弱。
So in order to meet us halfway,
所以神用立约的。
God makes us a promise and creates a covenant between us and God.
所以让我们应该去 体会神的爱。
So actually, his covenant itself is filled with his love.
让我们知道神的爱，而能够也更多的去爱神。
Let us try to understand this love and try to love him back even more.
以赛亚书五十四章第十节。
Let's move on to Isaiah 54 verse 10.
请念。
Chapter 54 verse 10. For the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed.But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed.
这个是这么坚强的爱。
This is such a steadfast love.
所以神的爱真的是最伟大的爱。
The love of God indeed is the greatest love of all.
但是主耶稣曾经这样感叹。
But once our Lord Jesus said,
他说我像母鸡要把你们招在我的翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
In his disappointment, he said, like a mother hen, I want to gather you beneath my wings, but you refuse to come.
这个就是我们人性很不好的一面。
This is the ugly side of human nature.
所以圣经它不断地用各种不同方式来描写神的爱。
So through different ways of description, the Bible describes the love of God.
让我们不要去怀疑神的爱。
So that we would never doubt his love.
不要离开神的爱。
We would never depart from his love.
这在受苦的时候，真的就好像在乌云密布的底下。
Sometimes when we're suffering, we feel like we're living under a layer of thick clouds.
但是我们也知道，如果没有乌云密布，也就不会下雨。
But we have to know that without the cloud, there will be no rain.
没有下雨，这个地就不会得到滋润。
And without rain, the earth will not receive nourishment.
如果说我们的受苦就好像遭遇了乌云密布。
If our suffering can be likened to the thick layer of clouds.
那如果我们有这样的了解，我们应该是在受苦当中，真的像雅各所说的。是可以充满着欢喜跟感谢。
If we realize what's coming after the suffering, then we could be like what James said, we could be joyful and peaceful during times of suffering.
因为我们才会得到滋润。
Because we know the nourishment of God is coming soon.
那我们才会真的来成长，将来得奖赏。
We know that our growth will be forthcoming and we will receive the ultimate reward.
天父真神这么的爱我们。
Our Heavenly Father loves us so dearly.
所以我们更加努力来过着一个不犯罪的生活。
So let's try harder to live a holy life.
更积极的过着一个行义的生活。
And to more proactively live a life doing good.
因为我们的神是我们的丈夫。
Because our God is our husband.
我们的神是创造我们的神。
Our God is one who created us.
我们的神是救赎我们的神。
He is one who saves us.
感谢神，他让我们有这小的愤怒。
We thank God that we could experience His little wrath.
将来我们就可以免去那大的愤怒。
So ultimately, we could avoid His great wrath in the future.
我们是要小的怒气呢，还是要大的怒气
？Let's ask ourselves. Let's choose. Do we want the little wrath or do we want His great wrath?
如果我们做正确的选择，我们也会为现在或将来的一些受苦。而来感谢神。
If we make the right choice, then we will thank God, for the time that we experience today and in the future.
那一种小的遭遇神的小的怒气而受到的苦。
We will also thank God for the little wrath we experience from Him.
我们一起唱诗90首。
Let us sing hymn number 90.